For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A Riverside man who was charged with taking part in a multi-state credit and debit card scam is now in custody on the East Coast and has pleaded not guilty. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Jose Salazar was accused of installing fraudulent point-of-sale terminals at about 80 Michael's Arts and Crafts stores in 19 states. Salazar allegedly ran a fraud ring which stole more than 90,000 credit and debit card numbers from the terminals. After being indicted in 2015, Salazar fled to Mexico and was arrested in Mexico City in September. He pleaded not guilty to bank fraud conspiracy and aggravated identity theft charges. The conspiracy count carries a maximum prison sentence of 30 years and a $1 million fine. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
The city of San Bernardino's Cajon High School took first place in the 39th annual San Bernardino County Mock Trial Finals last week. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
This was the second time in school history that the Cajon High School Cowboys have taken the top county prize. They beat out 25 other high schools that participated in this year's virtual mock trial competition. Participating schools prepared prosecution and defense teams to simulate a trial of an actual lower court case. This time, it was the People versus Crotty, which involved alleged aiding and abetting. The teams were scored by a courtroom judge on a number of factors beyond just winning or losing the case. Next up for Cajon High is the California State Mock Trial Finals, scheduled for March. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
Some California educators want to get the COVID-19 vaccine before they return to classrooms. But Governor Gavin Newsom says that would likely mean schools don't open before the end of the academic year because there aren't enough shots.
If everybody has to be vaccinated, we might as well just tell people the truth. There will be no in-person instruction in the state of California. Just tell them the truth.
The governor made the remarks to a group of school administrators, which live-streamed the discussion. Many school district leaders want to reopen classrooms, citing CDC research that found little evidence the virus spreads in schools when safety guidelines are enforced. The California Teachers Association sent a letter to the governor this week, urging him to make school staff a priority in the vaccination line. But the state has said it could take months to vaccinate millions of seniors first. A new report from the California Policy Lab at UC Berkeley finds more than half of California households that leave the CalFresh Food Assistance Program are still eligible for benefits when they drop out. The analysis from the nonpartisan lab found most of the eligible families leave when it comes time to re-verify their eligibility, which happens every 6 months. UC Berkeley research fellow Matt Unrath wrote the report. He says the process is cumbersome and discouraging for families just trying to keep food on the table. And, Unrath says, the process causes far more families who still qualify for CalFresh to end their assistance than the number of ineligible cases it identifies.
For every one ineligible household who leaves during one of these reporting months, three other households who are eligible also leave. And so that suggests that, you know, possibly these processes are a little too burdensome, and we should make them easier for households to complete, but also not make households jump through these bureaucratic hoops as often as we do.
The report estimates 500,000 people who would qualify to continue with CalFresh leave when it comes time to renew. Coronavirus-related hospitalizations dropped 13% over the weekend in Riverside County, continuing a trend that began 3 weeks ago, as officials reported another 3,962 infections and 80 additional virus-related deaths. The Riverside University Health System on Monday reported 979 COVID-positive hospitalizations countywide, compared to 1,128 on Friday. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.